Chevra, always incredible schus to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Adar, and tonight's Purim Katan. Good Purim Katan to everybody. We're going to discuss and we're going to understand, maybe in ways you'll be a little bit surprised tonight. But before we get there, I just want to say all the Torah tonight, all the Chizuk tonight, all the Sayers tonight is being sponsored anonymously, Lefu Shalema. Someone that's mamish, a very special tzaddik nister. Maybe to know, those who know him, not so nister, but Nish Chesed, Naiv Yisrael, who needs refuos. We've been davening for him, we've been sharing Torah for him. And Meretz Hashem, we should continue to have B'sur Tovos and refuos Yeshuos for Yaakov ben Sara. Please daven for him. Please have him here tefilos. The mazel of Adar, the mazel of Purim Katan, should be a big schus for him. Should be a b'sur tovus for Fulish Yeshuas, p'soch shar chel Yisrael. Mm-hmm. So, chaver, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to start out in a direction you'll be a little bit surprised. Those that know me for even 2 minutes. Now, tonight's Purim Katan, and if you paid attention, even in the text that we sent out about Shir this week, said we'll have regular Shir, and I made a line. Maybe we'll have a. I said a Tish Katan, obviously a little bit of a takeoff of Purim Katan. Some of the Chavri asked me during the week, you know, we're going to have something bigger, we're going to have like we've had Chanukah, we make beautiful Chanukah Masibas, and other times, always Sudas Mashiach, other Nyanim that we do here, Purim's, the whole world's invited Purim, we're going to be big, we're going to be going, take Mamish, it's going to be huge. We'll get the word out, when we get closer, all the different Zmanim that aren't real Zmanim, maybe Yavin, but put up the oil like last year. It's going to be big. Lemaisa, so why didn't we do that? Why didn't we turn this into a little bit more of a Mesiba, even though there's some places that do? But the MS is, we're going to start tonight, the MS is, if you read in the Svarim, and you read from the Talmidei of the Baal Shem, and you read from the Arizal, and obviously in the world of Litvish Svarim and Litvish Tzadikim. The MS is you don't see that Purim Katan is something that's supposed to be celebrated in a big way. We don't find in the Kisveri discussions of Purim Katan and Ramazim about Purim Katan and Pnimius and Kavanas of Purim Katan. We don't find in the Talmidim and Baal Shem Tov really almost anything on Purim Katan. You know, which tells us, L'maisa, some say Rav Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital was only by the Arizal for 2 years, which were both not Ibershanas. So some say, those who want to, you know, look for answers, why not? They answer like that. But you don't find, again, by the Talmidei Baal Shem, you don't find that much. By the Hasidim, you don't find much. A few Hasidim do. And sometimes it feels like we make the biggest deals out of days that are not so chashev. Now, the emes is those days, most of those days are very chashev and full of pnimius and full of depth. And we talk about a yantav like Lag BaOmer is mamish a fire. And a yantav like Tu B'Shvat and the days of Shoivavim and Pesach Sheni, these all have a lot of amkus to them. That's why we try to make things. Now, by the way, you know me. I have no problem, and I'm not chas v'sholom questioning. And those that made big fabrengens and things tonight, it's never a bad thing to fabreng with Yidden. It's never a bad thing to be singing and talking Torah and pumpa carrots. You're looking for things that's beautiful, that's wonderful, that's awesome. That's awesome. But at the same time, sometimes, and I want to say this well, and you'll see where I'm going. Sometimes it feels like there are some people that are like grabbing the tafel and forgetting about the ikker. And they're making bigger deals of days that are insignificant than about the Iker, about Torah, about mitzvahs, about what we should be making a bigger deal about. Make a bigger deal about Shal Shudas this week, perhaps. Shal Shudas, you know what Shal Shudas is? Ravin de Ravin, you know what it is? Suda Shabbos, you know what Lel Shabbos is? You know what Kabbalah Shabbos is? You know, sometimes like Shabbos is Kaddish Kedashim. And suddenly, like, Purim Katan, which seems to have no Makoros and no Ramazim and no anything. Now, again, I want to say and make clear, Emes is beautiful also. It's beautiful. And don't worry, we're going to flip this a little bit. You'll see where we're going with it, obviously. But Emes is, we had something to think about. It's something to think about. And to keep things in perspective and be emistic and understand where we should putting our koiches into is very important. And not just, if we're needing to search to make big things out of nothing, maybe we're not getting the point of what's really big and what we really should be putting our energies into, you know? But emes is, maybe that's the whole yesod of Purim Katan, and I want to explain. I think there's But Amkus, a deep time, where the Talmid of Hashem didn't speak much about it, and there's not writing in the Kitzvei Ari. I think there's something to be learned out of here, a very deep yesod of our lives. A very deep yesod of our lives, Chaver. What do we know about Purim? Again, I want to say again, all the tzaddikim and all the yidden that make big things nice, beautiful, it's wonderful. Chas v'sholom, I don't want you to take it in the wrong way, I just want to also put in perspective. You know me, I'm one to always fabric and always be in a... What do we know about Purim Katan? What do we know? We have the Ramah. We have the Ramah, the famous words of the Ramah. And the Ramah brings down, Yesh omrim shechayev laharbos b'mishnah b'simcha b'yudal shvadarishon. The Torah b'shem the Rif, there is a day to make a laharbos b'mishnah b'simcha. By the way, that's what these tzaddikim, these places are relying on. And beautiful. More than relying, it's beautiful. However, the Ramah says, V'ein no'agin kev. That's not the minog. And we see that's not the minog by most chassidim. Mikol makom, nevertheless, yarvek sas besuda. Yarvek sas, have a little bit more of a suda. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have suda. Kedei lotzeis, yidei ha-machmirim. To be yotei, those who are machmir and think we should. And then he ends with these famous words, which are the final words of all of Shulchan Aruch. And therefore they're powerful. It's a lingering taste of all of Shulchan Aruch Chaim, right? The last words of the Ramah, B'mashlim T'Aruch Chaim, B'tov Lev Mishteh Tamid. B'tov Lev Mishteh Tamid. Someone who has a good heart is basically always partying, right? Mishteh Tamid. Obviously, B'kdush of Tara, Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid. That's what we have. Now everybody speaks about the famous comparison, and we can make a comparison between the last words of Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the first words of Shulchan Aruch. This is famous, right? If you've heard one Torah on Purim Katan, it's this Torah, where the Ramah begins, but I think there's something very deep here. The Ramah begins all of Shulchan Aruch with what words? Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samer. So we start with a pasuk that ends in Talmud, and we end with a pasuk that ends in Talmud. What's the connection? What's the deeper connection? And we know famously, so we've heard before this whole idea, there's the two Tamidios, right? Two Tamidim. The Karban Talmud Shal Shachar, Karban Talmud Shal Ben Arabayim, Ezekev Ezechot Tatsob Bebogim, Ezekev Ezechot Asherit Tatsob Ben Arabayim. We'll get back to that in a minute, what's that connection? So I want to suggest the following. You know, besides for being Purim Katan, we know there's a concept, Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag. We're supposed to prepare for Yantav 30 days before the Chag. So even if one wouldn't connect to Purim Katan, with Shloshim Yom Kodem Purim Gadol. So we got to start tapping in. And there's a beautiful Gemara that talks about Purim in Shabbos Peches. We've darshan many times. But the Gemara there says, from Parshas Yisro, V'yitzyatzu b'tachta zahar. We stood underneath the mountain. The Gemara there says, Tachtas doesn't just mean at the foot of the mountain. It means literally, what? Kafalim harkigigas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held a mountain on top of the Amar Lehem and said to Bnei Yisrael, Matem HaKavlim Torah Mutav Im Lav, Shom Teik V'raschem. Famous words, right? Tachas means mamish, under the mountain. Hashem held the mountain and said, if you accept the Torah, great. If not, here will be your burial. And of course, we accepted the Torah. But the Gemara asks on this, Mikan modo rabba l'raisa. If this was our acceptance that we're bound to, you and I, we'd have a great protest. Moda, what's a moda? If you make a sale and you're forced to make that sale, it's null and void. Go to business. I was forced. I didn't want to sell it. So we could go to the Rabbanu Shalom and moda and make a protest, a real protest, not these sheker protests throughout the world, sheker b'sheker, emetic protest. You forced us to keep the Torah. You held a mountain top of me. I don't want to keep the Torah. I'm not held responsible. What does the Gemara continue? Afal pikein hadar kavlu b'mei achashverosh. No, no. You know why you and I have to keep the Torah? Because we re-accepted the Torah. Einach anami, the first acceptance. It seems from Pashup Chat in the Gemara, the first acceptance was by force, and therefore is null and void. But we re-accepted the Torah. Kimu v'kiblu ayudim, kimu mashikiblu kvar. The Pazuk says in the Megillah, kimu v'kiblu, they established v'kiblu and they accepted. Kimu mashikiblu kvar, they established what they previously accepted. It was the second in the Kabbalah's Torah, b'mei achashverosh. In the story of Purim. There's a lot of discussions on this Gemara, this famous discussion with Tosfos over there. I'm not. But here's the question that I want to discuss tonight. Pashup Shad in the Gemara, we have a question on the first Kabbalah's Torah because we were forced. Oh, don't worry. You and I have to keep because of the second Kabbalah's Torah in the days of Purim. There were like 1,000 years between the first Kabbalah's Torah and the second Kabbalah's Torah. And we were very much held responsible to keep the Torah at that point, right? When did the story of Purim take place? When in history? When in history, Chevra? In between the first and second Beis HaMikdash, right? We know the whole story of Achashverosh's party was a celebration because he thought the 70th year Nevuah was up and the second Beis HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt. And that's why he took out all the Big Day Kahuna, this week's Parsha, and the Kalim Beis HaMikdash. And that's why it was such a disgrace that the Yidden went to this party, a celebration of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. So we just had Churban Beis Bais Rishon. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We were held responsible for not keeping Torah mitzvahs. Aber mokan modah rabba l'raisa. We just said our first acceptance could be protested. We could have an argument with Hashem. So you and I have the second Kabbalah's Torah. But the Yidden before Purim didn't have that. Why were they held responsible? Why were they punished? It's a good question, Chavir, right? So I'll tell you what I believe. And Sfarim talk about it like this. Obviously, when you see a Gemara like this, you know, when you see stories like this, it's very hard. When you see a Medrash, is it meant literally or figuratively? Did God actually hold a mountain on top of us? Or that's a symbolism of something very deep that we're supposed to understand? And we're able to learn it both ways. Right? So some explain as follows. We could explain. What does it mean that God held a mountain on top of us and said, if you accept the Torah, great, if not, I'll crush you right now? After all, by the way, then the toast was asked, Nasav and Ishmael, didn't we want to accept the Torah? And didn't he want us to want to accept the Torah? Like, did he really want to force us? So it doesn't mean he literally forced us. Why would he do that? What it means was, in a certain sense, it was felt forced upon us. And what I mean, let me explain. This was a generation that saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atmo. This was a generation that saw the Ten Makos. This was a generation that saw the splitting of the sea. They're at Har Sinai and they're listening to lightning and listening to lightning and seeing thunder. There's crazy miraculous miracles going on. Revelations, Gilui Shechina. And then the Rabbeinu Shalom B'chvod V'atmo speaks to them himself, the first two Dibros, Anochi Eloyia. And basically, now, by the way, at that point, did we love the Torah? Did we want the Torah? We didn't know what the Torah was. Could you love something and want something you never even met? You know, someone Chvesnes brings you a shidduch and reads you the shidduch and you're going to say, and you never even went out with her yet. I love her. I want to marry her. What are you, out of your mind? Like, you need to grow up and mature if that's the case. You could be excited to go out with her. It sounds promising that there's any love and connection. You didn't even date yet. You didn't spend time, right? No, Chasen, what do you say? What do you say?
You need some time.
You need some time. You're going to see him, Mr. Shem. A year from now, you're going to have your first anniversary, and you're going to see you didn't even know each other under the chuppah. You thought you loved each other. You didn't know what love was. You're going to see. Bez Hashem. It's a bracha. Shvi zoicha. Take takes time. So we didn't love the Torah yet. We didn't love the mitzvahs yet. We didn't even know what it was. We didn't even meet it yet. So why do we accept the Torah the first time? Because it was so clear that im lav sham tekvuraschem. We already had such revelations of the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we had such yira, we had such awe of the Rabbi Nishalom. How could we not accept the Torah? We knew it's not worth living without it. If the Rabbi Nishalom Mechmoedev Atma, the Rabbi Nishalom himself, who just did all of that we just saw with our own eyes, tells us, here, this is for you. What am I going to say? No? Now, that's not out of Ava, but it was real. It wasn't forced, but that was out of yira. So what's the modah then? What's the protest? It was real. Why is it a protest? We weren't forced. The protest is years later. The protest was years later in the time of Purim. Because you know what happened by the time Purim, after Churban Bayis Rishon, what happened? The Gilei Shechina was gone. All the miracles of the first Beis Hamikdash were no longer there. Nevuah was no longer. There was no more Gilei Shechina. It was like you and I, what we have today. The whole story of Purim is Nister. The whole story of Purim is God is hidden behind the scenes. So now suddenly we say, oh, Modah, what's the Modah? We accepted the Torah because you were so revealed to us. You were showing us your face, and it was so clear, and therefore we were in so awe of you. But now we no longer see you. Who's to say we're going to connect to you in Torah and mitzvos? Mikan Modah, it's Modah because there's no more Nevuah, and there's no more Gilei Shechina, and there's no more revelations. It's a lot harder. It's not the same Kabbalah anymore. It's not the same time anymore. Hadar kablu b'mei HaShverosh. And what does Rashi say? Me avasanis. You know why we had to re-accept it? Because our first Kabbalah no longer stood, because there was no more Gilei Shechina in such a way. So why did we keep it? Because by that point we did experience the Torah. And we did experience a relationship with God in such a deep way. And we did get to understand the mitzvos. And we fell in love. We fell in love, and love is so deep, I don't need to understand it always on the outside. Me'ahav, and what, look in Rashi there, Hadar kablu b'me'ach HaShverosh, look at Rashi on those words, me'ahavas hanes. It was the second Kabbalah is out of ahava. The second Kabbalah is out of ahava, out of love. No, I love you, it doesn't matter if you're revealed to me. The first couldn't be out of ahava, we didn't know what it was yet. It's year in ahava. So now we can understand. This is what I believe. The Rama opens his sefer. The Rama opens his sefer with the word Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. First words of the Rama is the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Torah. We're just beginning. Know that Hashem's opposite you always. That's Yira. Yira. Look at what he says. What is? I don't have an aleph here. What are the opening words? He says, because it's like you're in front of a melech who's watching you always, and you're not going to act the same way. That's Yira. That's awe. First is awe. Is Yira Shemayim. Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. No, Hashem's opposite you, watching you every moment. By the end of the Shulchan Aruch, by the end of the Rechayim, I'm experiencing it all later. Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. A good heart, I could be partying always. I'm full of Simcha. It's Ava. I'm always Ba'av. I'm always B'Simcha. That's the Avod of Yir. The Avod of Yir is to have Yira and Ava Tamidios. Part of the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidios. To have both. And have both simultaneously. To be in awe of Hashem, but be in love, besimcha, with the mitzvah simultaneously. As Akeves Echad Taseh Babogre, as Akeves Hashem Taseh Berabayim, the two karbon tamidim. By the way, that pasuk was talking about, that pasuk's by the day, the miluyim, when we just started bringing the karbonos. There's a famous, the grub rings down, they were taloi zeh bezeh. Meaning what? They're ma'akiv each other. You needed both. So too you need the tamid of Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. And you need the Tamid of Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. We need both. We need the Tamid of Shachars. The Tamid of Shachars, when it's clear, when he's revealed in the morning, when we see God in all his revelations, we need the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. What's Bein Arbayim? When it's getting dark outside. Bein Arbayim, Milashim Orev, when there's a mixture of Tov Ra, when it's a little bit dark, and it's not so clear anymore, and he's a little bit hidden, I have another Tamid. Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid, because I love him. I'm with you always. So let's understand what that's those words, the culmination of those words come by Purim Katan. Why? Why? You know why, Chevra? It's exactly how we started. What do we start? Guess what? Guess what? And I deeply believe this because I have the Torah to back it. And yes, it's beautiful that places that make big things, because it's always beautiful as a yid to make big things. But ultimately, the panemius of this day is nothing so much more special than yesterday or the day before or tomorrow or the next day. There's nothing that ultimately occurred. Yes, it could have been Purim now if it wasn't a Ibar Shana. Which itself, by the way, is a fascinating idea. Did you stop to think about it for a moment before this? Chaim, do you understand the psychology of each and every one of us in our depth and how special we are and how much we feel? You know, feelings, hargasha, machshavos, are hard sometimes to concretize, right? And hard to understand, but we believe in them so much as Yidden. So much of our Yiddish, so much of Yiddishkeit is kavana. So much of Rachmana Libaboy. So is machshava, is our thought. We're not a people of action. We're people of mind, of heart. Of course, action is part of it in a very deep way. But ultimately, Rachmana Libaboy, it's our heart, it's our feelings, it's our gashas alev. There's so much more there. There's so much machshava. Yet that's hard. It's not tangible. It's intangible, right? Yet it's so real. You want to know how real it is? I'll tell you how real it is. Each and every one of us, how do we feel the day or two before Purim? There's so much excitement, nervousness. Are we going to... Purim like brings out, as you get close, like the biggest feelings, right? Why? Because it's like simultaneously the most excitement of this incredible Simchat Torah day. Yet there's always that nervousness. Am I going to do it right this year? Because especially with the mitzvah Chayav Yedin Shel B'Sumeh, you never know how it's going to actually go down. And then there's so many places you want to be and get to. And like then you say, no, I'm just going to stay in one place. But then maybe I'm going to miss out over there. And you never know how it's going to go down. And then the next day, you think back, did it even go well or not? You know? It's like Purim is like, no other yomtov is like that. Every other yomtov, we know how it's going to go. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be wonderful. You plan, you do it. Purim's like, Adliyada. Adliyada. First of all, everyone just be here. We're going to have it. It's going to be awesome and amazing. But Lemaisa, and you feel it. And then when it's Purim itself, it's like you're in Purim. You're living Purim. I can't sit thinking Purim, you know? It's like you're in Purim. It's Purim, Dick. It's Purim. It's a whole new world, a whole new life. People can't understand what Purim is. But now stop for a second, guys. Chaver, think about it. If it wasn't an Ibar Shana, right now, we'd be in Purim. That's crazy. Does any of us feel like that at all? Feels like a regular night. It's a regular Thursday night. Thursday night's always precious by us. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, we pair it together. It's beautiful. But like, does it feel like Purim on any level? Does it feel like, and why not? Because it's not Purim. But so what? It could have been Purim. It's Yud Dalet Adar. No, but it's not. It's an Ibar Shana. It's an amazing, that's the site. You feel what it is to be a yid, how you're in tune. You and I are so in tune, b'machshava, b'lev, b'nefesh, with what's going on. It's mamish, you feel different. It's an amazing thing. It's so real. Mamish, right now is the biggest raya of our neshama. You know, people want to get in touch with their neshama. You don't know what it is. You know your goof. But your neshama, the fact that right now we're here, and we're just learning in like a regular Thursday night, and don't feel that way, that means we have a neshama, because our neshama is going to be bursting in a month from now. Because it's going to be Yud Dalet Adar Beis. An incredible thing. Just think about that. It goes a long way. So what was I saying? Get back. So Lemaisa Purim, it's only Purim Katan. And we said from Purim Katan, from the Talmid and the Baal Shem, and from the Kisvei Ari, and from all the sources we look at to understand the depth of a day, and in the Litvisha works, wherever you want to look at, you find no real strong depth of something special that we should be celebrating right now. That's exactly it. Meaning what? Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid. The goal is to get to the point where Shavi Shishan Tavi and Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid. What's Tamid mean? Tamid means always. It means where I always have Yerushalayim and I always have Avas Hashem and Simcha. I always have it. It's Tamid. That's why the Ramah ends with those words. That we should hit a point in our life where I don't need the constant inspiration. I don't need the pick-me-up. I'm on fire on a regular Tuesday afternoon because I have Torah and I have Tefillah and I have a Yabishter by my side. And it's amazing geschmack to be a Yid on any day. Tamid. I got the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. I don't need that. That's the godless Purim Katan. Because every other day does have depth to it. So maybe I'm feeling it because it's Lag BaOmer, and because it's Tu B'Shvat, and because it's actually Purim, and because it's Pesach, and because it's Chanukah, and because it... No, tonight, it's not. It's Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid. And that's the goal. The goal is actually Purim Katan more than anything else. Don't get me wrong. As Yidden, we get a lot of chizik from all the special days. And there's an aura in the world. And read the Michtam Eileu, it tells us there's a hashpah in the air. It's not just a celebration of the past. We feel it, and we know we feel it. And the Raya, we know we feel it because we don't feel it now. But that's exactly the beauty of Purim Katan. The beauty of Purim Katan is, no. It's just a regular day. But there's no such thing as a regular day as a Yid. It's Shavisi Hashem the Negdi, Tomid. It's Toiv Lev Mishta, Tomid. It's that I'm on fire, and I have Yerushalayim, and I have Avas Hashem, and I have Avas Yisrael, and it's Geshmak to be a Yid every single day. I had a guy ask me, literally yesterday, someone I'm very close to. And I'll be honest, he asked me, he says, you ever wake up in the morning? You ever wake up in the morning and you think to yourself, got to go through this again? Like when you're going through, he's going through some difficulties with certain things, and you go to sleep, you sleep away all your issues. And then you wake up and I got to deal with this again. It's like another day to deal with whatever, fill in the blanks. And I said to him, really not. I'm not saying I don't go through Nisyonos also. But I wake up in the morning, I'm like, okay, there are definitely times when I'm like, oh man, I'd like to go back to sleep a little bit because I'm tired and I went to sleep way too late the night before. Like often that happens just because I just need to sleep more. But I wake up in the morning, I'm like, geshmak, it's going to be another incredible day to learn, to daven, to be one with Hashem, to hopefully interact with wonderful, incredible people and deal with people's lives. And Modani Levanach Melchaya Kayam Shechazar Tavi Nishmasi Bechemla. You just gave me back my Neshama, Rabbi Munasecha. Can you believe in me that it can be an incredible day? And that could be on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday. It doesn't have to be on Purim or Lag BaOmer or Chanukah or Pesach or Ni'ilah of Yom Kippur. And don't get me wrong, all those days are precious and help build us. And we feel them and they're real. But the goal is not for those days. The goal is Shavis Hashem L'Nagdi Tomid. The goal is Tev Lev Mishta Tomid. The goal is to be a Purim Katan Dikiyat, not even a Purim Dikiyat. The goal is to have it even when it's not there. The goal is Hayyim, whatever day it is. And maybe that's Pshat. I want to suggest tonight, maybe that's Pshat in the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, powerful Gemara. Powerful Gemara. Gemara says, talking about Reb Shua ben Levi, who's meeting up with Mashiach. Shua ben Levi is meeting up with Mashiach. Crazy Gemara, Mamish, Emes. Reb Shua ben Levi, Azul Agabe. Reb Shua ben Levi went to Mashiach. Imagine this, Reb Shua ben Levi and Mashiach. Amar Leh, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Amari. Imagine you meet Mashiach. Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Amari. Amar Leh, Mashiach said to Shuma Levi, Shalom Aleichem Bar Levi, Shalom Aleichem, the son of Levi, Shuma Levi, right, son of Levi. Amar Le Le'emas Asimar. You know what he said to Mashiach? What's his first question, Mashiach? When are you going to come already? When are you going to reveal yourself? Gemara Sanhedrin Tzadiches on the bottom. If you never saw this Gemara, it's Mamash Gemara. It's not. It sounds like a Kabbalistic discussion or something in some Sefer Chassidus. Look, Sanhedrin Tzadiches. When are you coming already? Amar Leh, you know what he answered? Anyone know the Gemara? What did he say? Hayoim. I'm coming today. That was it. Also, Lagabe Eliyahu. So, Reb Shua ben Levi came to by Eliyahu. Amar Leh, my Amar Lecha. Eliyahu wants to know, what did Mashiach say to you? What did he say to you? Remember, there's Eliyahu Navi who's going to be the one that's going to be a Mavasar, going to announce the coming of Mashiach. He wants to know, what did Mashiach say to you? Amar Leh, Shalom Aleichem Bar Levi. He said to me, Shalom Aleichem, peace to you, the son of Levi. Amar Leh, so Eliyahu said back, Eftacha Lecha Lavucha L'Almadasi. In such a statement, Mashiach already gave you a Haftacha, a promise that you and your father are going to be good in the next world. Because Shalom Aleichem Bar Levi. Amar Leh, so Reb Shua ben Levi then looked at Eliyahu and says, Shakuri Shashekarbi. But he completely lied to me. The Amar Leh Hayom Asina, Velo Asa. He said he was coming today. I guess he met Eliyahu when the day was already over. And he didn't come. He told me he's coming today. He didn't come. What does Eliyahu HaNavi says back? Amrlei, hachi amrlecha. This is what he was saying to you. And he quotes a pasuk Tilin Tzadihe. Hayom imbikolo tishma'u. Hayom imbikolo tishma'u. You know what Mashiach meant when he's coming today? He meant he's coming today. Imbikolo tishma'u. And most people learn this Gemara. He's coming today. If you listen to my voice, meaning what? Any day, potentially, Mashiach can come. But we have to keep Torah mitzvahs properly. That's Pashut Pshat, I think, in the Gemara. That's how most people, I think, would learn the Gemara. Hayom imbikolo tishma'u. In other words, it's an opportunity for Mashiach to come. Anim b'chol yom shiyavo. And it's true. We just have to do what we're supposed to be doing. Im b'kolo tishmo. But there's another way to understand this Gemara based on the teaching of Rav Nachman that we've read here before. But I don't know if we've ever put it together with this Gemara in such a way. One of my favorite pieces in Lukut Maran, I'm sure you've heard it from me already, some of the Chevra. This is one of those pieces that's Kedai to Chazer. Maybe every day, but definitely every week. It's one of those pieces good to have like handy on your wall, you know? No, it's such a chizik. MS. You'll see, Mordechai, you'll see. That's why it's Torah, Ayin, Reish, Beis. Right? It really should be Reish, Ayin, Beis in order. But Reish, Ayin, Beis is Rav, it's famine. Ayin, Reish, Beis is Arev, it's sweet. It's sweetest Torah. Sweetest Torah. Remember years ago, I think the first time I was introduced to this Torah might have been from Weinberger. I remember him saying it. I don't know if he said it was his or one of his favorite Torahs. He definitely, either his favorite or one of his favorite Torahs in Lukut Maran. And I could say the same. Now, I'm not holding Lukut Maran the way he's holding Lukut Maran. It's way more meaningful from Rav Weinberger, don't get me wrong, but Rebbeinu. Ein Shem Yish, and such as a man. We got to remember those words of Rebbeinu, right? Ain't Shemish. Anyways, listen to this Torah. So what did the Gemara... I believe strongly that this Torah of Nachman is a takeoff of the Gemara. He doesn't quote it, but it's from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadi Ches, which says the whole entire foundation of Mashiach coming Hayom is really Hayom in B'kolot Yishmu. Which again, Pashut Pshat is if we keep Torah, but there's another way. Listen to how Rav Nachman learns that Pasuk. Hayom in B'kolot Yishmu. He doesn't focus on the end in B'kolot Yishmu. He focuses on what? Just Hayom. Ze klal gadol b'avodas Hashem. This is a klal gadol b'avodas Hashem. Shelo yasim l'neged einav ki imosu Hayom. Don't put in front of our eyes, don't think about but today. Don't think about yesterday, don't think about tomorrow. Hein basic parnasa v'tzrichuso. When it comes to materialistic wealth, when it comes to your parnasa, tzarech shelo yachshav miyom chavero. You don't have to think about tomorrow. You don't have to think about the next day always. Worry about, do I have enough money? I'm still single. I didn't even get married yet. And I'm worried how am I going to make enough money to send my grandchildren to college? Like, really? Worry about now. We need parnasa. Of course, you need to worry about parnasa. You need to be responsible. The chi of a parnasa is on a man. No question. Every one of you, alvai, if you have women and you have wives who want to help in that, that's a different discussion and people want, but ultimately the responsibility is on you, and don't forget that for a moment. It's very important. But don't worry. You don't have to have savings for the next 10 years. And not have to worry about it, that's for sure not. Not to have daigas. And so too, and when it comes to ruchnias, lo yasim l'negedein of kiyamosa yom vosashah, don't worry about but this moment and this day. Why? When you want to enter into the world of Vodashem, nidme ladam kilu masa kavid, you feel like it's a big burden. Mom, as you get into Torah learning, you want to really learn, but you walk into the base medrash, you look at the wall, and there are thousands of svarim, and you have not yet in your life finished one mesechta. And even if you finished one or two, you definitely don't know any. And you're like, it feels like, oh my gosh, when am I going to ever become anything? And you think that that's going to take lifetimes upon lifetimes. You can't bear that. And then what do? We give up. We throw in the towel because that's too much. But when you realize, you don't think like that. You think, guess what? You know what? All I have in this world is today. All I have in the world is today. There's no burden because guess what? I could do the most with today. Today I could learn the most I can in one day. I know in one day I can't master all of this. But I could do a lot that I could do in one day. Also, I shouldn't push off from one day to the next. Don't be someone who procrastinates, Rav Nachman said. Machar Eschel, tomorrow I'll start. Machar Esbala B'Kavana, tomorrow I'll dive with Kavana. Machar, I'll have Shemir Sanayim. Tomorrow I'll have Shemir Sanayim. Okay, I didn't say that example, but it's still show them tat at the end. I got to bring that in a little bit, Chavar, right? All that we have in this world is this moment and this day. Tomorrow is a whole new world. And Havarayan, the past is in the past. Hayom im bekolotishmu. Hayom daika. When we have the pasuk im bekolotishmu, Rav Nachman says we have to focus on Hayom. So maybe that's exactly what the Gemara, what he's really giving me a pshat in the Gemara. Mashiach saying, I'll come hayom, hayom in bekolotishmu. When we make the most of today, when I don't worry about tomorrow, or worry about the past, I just make the most of today and do that day in and day in and day out, we're going to become so great. We're going to be so big. And that's when Mashiach's going to come. But what does it take to do that? It takes someone who understands Shavis Yashem and then he's Tamid. Toivlev Mishnah Tamid, it becomes a Purim Katan Dikiyat. If no, I need it to be Yom Kippur and Simchas Torah and Purim and Lag BaOmer and Shabbos, and that's what I need to be a holy Jew. And I need to be in Yerushalayim, in Yeshiva, in the. All those things are beautiful and wonderful and help us grow, don't get me wrong. But the goal is Purim Katan Dik, where there's nothing to it. I'm Toivlev Mishnah Tamid, I'm Besimcha because I'm a Yid. Hayom, today, Tuesday, in the Ichvesnish, in the middle of Adar, on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday is Yud Ches Adar, Chai Adar. A good story, Chai Adar. Yeah, this, and it really fits in a beautiful way. For Adar, but it's really for always. Chai Adar is my third child's birthday, Elior Malka. Chai Adar, right? So she was born in a hospital, Methodist hospital in Brooklyn. And she was born at night. And I left my wife like late at night to come back home to sleep. I was going to go back in the morning. By the third child, you could do that already. Like my wife's like, I'm good to go, you know. Get a good night's sleep. Go sleep in your own bed for a few hours. I mean, good night's sleep. I was going to sleep like 1 to 6 or whatever it was, but still. And I was leaving there around 1, whatever it was. I'm driving home, and to drive from Methodist Hospital to Five Towns, you pass right down Eastern Parkway, right by 770. And I realize, again, I'm with my wife. She's giving birth. I didn't have a Meirev yet, right? Obviously, maybe you don't have to give the Chevra Eitzah when your wife's in labor. You're by her side. You don't stop to like, oh, I got to go to Minyan and tell me if the baby's born, you know, like. Like, Ratzon Hashem, Dickie. Yet. There are times when, like, Ratzon Hashem is to miss Minyan. That's Pashit. I don't have to, but sometimes people need to be told this sometimes. Lamaisa, so I didn't daven yet. And I'm passing by Eastern Park. I'm like, you know, perfect. 770, it has, right when you walk in, there's a Minyan factory there, if you've ever been in there. There's like all these machitas, there's like 4 different makaymas. So I go in, I'm like, I daven, and beautiful time to daven, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my new child. And I go in there, it's like 1 in the morning, and I walk in, and there's always a minion there until very, very late. I wasn't worried about that. But I walk in, I hear singing and dancing, and I see like maybe 60, 70 Hasidim by the Beis Medrash, by the Arun, singing and dancing. They have the Mashiach's flags, the Chvesnesh, blowing some flutes, I don't know. So I daven Ma'ariv, and then as a Yid, and I just had a child, you see Yid and dancing, you're not going to join? I join. So we're dancing for a few moments. And then I tap the chassid in front of me. And I say to the chassid, like, I just went, what are we dancing for? What's going on? So he looks at me, he says, what do you mean? It's Chai Adar. It's Chai Adar. So I thought, wow, I never thought of that. First of all, I realized, oh, my daughter's born on Chai Adar. That's beautiful. You know, us in Yidden, we make, like we said, we make big things. So Chai is mamish, everything, right? We give tzedakah. You have to give the denominations of Chai. No one's ever given only 18, 36, 54, 72, 180. You're like, you know, you're not allowed to give $190 tzedakah. Like, why would you do that, right? Because Chai, it's got to be Chai. We're very makbid on this. So Chai Adar, Mishnachlam. So I said, beautiful, so we're dancing. Okay, good. Next day, I go back to the hospital. Right? The next night, I'm driving home, a little earlier in the night, maybe 12 o'clock. Like, I got this night, I planned it already. I'm like, oh, I got Meirev there. So I go into Meirev at 7:70 again. And I see again, singing and dancing, a whole circle and instruments. I go in the circle, I'm dancing. I tap the chassid in front of me this night. I'm like, tell me, what are we dancing for tonight? He says, what do you mean? It's Yud Tes Adar. And I realized in 770, every night, they're dancing. Toiv lev mishnah tamid, but that's exactly it. I don't need just Purim to be besimcha. I want to be besimcha every night, every day. Hayom. Today's a big day. Why is it a big day? Because I'm a yid, and Rabbi Munasachar, Hashem gave me a koyach to make the most of today. And I have the Halakha Torah to learn, and I have beautiful tefillahs to daven. I have chesed to do, and people to help, and big things to do. Hayom. Thus is Purim Katan. Came to me, a remez, take the gematria of Purim Katan. The gematria of Purim Katan is 495. Simcha b'chol lev b'chol yom. Simcha b'chol lev b'chol yom. Bidiyuk. Exactly. That's the yisod of Purim Katan. The yisod of Purim Katan is that there is no depth. There is no amkus. There are no kavanas. There are no ramazim. It's an everyday toiv lev mishnah tamid. It's that Purim Katan is simcha b'chol lev. I should be b'simcha with my whole heart b'chol yom, every single day. That's the godless. That's the godless of Purim Katan. And that's what each and every one of us can have. And that's the beauty. That's the famous Torah of the Kotzker, right? We all know the Torah of the Kotzker. Mishenichnas adar marbe b'simcha. Right, not just a song, it's a Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chav Tes. But there's a contrast to Mishnechlas Abba Matim Besimcha. Kshem Shemishchal Abba Matim, the Kacha Mishnechlas Abba Matim Besimcha. Or is it the other way around? I always forget which way we're. The Tola is Ebeza. First of all, it tells us something. A year until we're Zaychet, we're always intermingled between Simcha and Adar and Av. You know, we just had a chasna, someone's by a chasna this past Monday night. And you had a chasna on your chuppah, and this mamish pinnacle of Simcha for this chasna and kala. And what do? And you break the glass, and you remember Chorban Beis Hamikdash. That's what we do as Yidden. There's not a moment where we don't have those two hearts of the Baal Tanya of Simcha and Atzva, soul in one. It's an amazing thing to be a Yid, right? It's an amazing thing. But the Kotzker learns this Gemara so beautifully. You ever think about it? We've shared this before, so Chavir knows the Torah. It doesn't say in Adar that we should mishenichnas Adar to start being b'simcha. It says marbim. What does marbim mean? Marbim means increase, right? You could only increase if you already had. It means we had simcha before. Now we increase our simcha. In Av, in the saddest of month, the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, it doesn't say obliterate, get rid, have no simcha. What does it say? Mematim, diminish. Have less. But don't get rid of completely. The Kotzker says there are times when we increase our simcha. There are times when we decrease our simcha. But Yid should always be b'simcha. Yid should always be b'simcha. Sometimes we have higher levels of simcha based on circumstance, sometimes we have lower, but we always have simcha. That's toiv lev mishnah tamid. That's the word of Purim Katan. That's the avoida of Purim Katan. That's the avoida for each and every one of us to know that it doesn't have to be a day that's so kaddish kedashim like Yom Kippur or like Lag BaOmer or like Simchas Torah or like Lag BaOmer or like Tu B'Shvat or like whatever the days might be that we connect to and lift us up in Chanukah and Shavuos and it's Purim Katan. Zeh Katan Gadol Yiyah. What do we say? We say at a bris milah, Zakaton gadol year. That we want to understand that the day might seem like it's katon gadol year. I'm going to make a gadol. That's the avodah of a year. That's the avodah of the year. The avodah of the year is to take whatever even seems to be katnas and make it into godless. You know why? I got the Rabbanu Shalom by my side. I have Torah. You know what Torah is? You know what Torah is? Torah is the ability to connect to the deepest aura in the world. I could learn that every single day. I'm telling you, if people ask me, Mamish, what do, and it's Emesh Mamito, you know, ask me, what do I do when I need chizik, when I get down a little bit about something, what do I do? Who do I like to, and I'll tell you, the biggest thing I do, Emesh Mamito, my biggest therapist, when I need a therapist, my biggest pick-me-up when I need that, is Torah. Emes, I'll go to sit down and learn. And it's like, it's a different world. I'm back where I'm supposed to be. That's it, I'm just returned. I'm returned to be back with the Rabbanu Shalom. It's all good. It's all good. Pekud Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev. It's all good. And guess what? We have Torah every single day. I don't need Torah on some special day of godless. Obviously, those days of godless are awesome. And they're beautiful. But they are cut on God the year. So Be'ez Hashem is Baruch. We should be Zoyche. To pay heed to this Torah of Purim Katan, of Toiv Lev Mishnah Tamid, of Shabbos Hashem Legi Tamid, to be Zoyche, to be one with Hashem every single moment. Hayoim, Hayoim, Hayoim. Today is the day. It doesn't have to be some special Kaddish the G'day that I once had, or that I'm yearning for in the future. Don't wait. What? We're going to wait for Purim? Purim's going to be awesome. It's going to be beautiful. Make the most of every single day. And then when Purim comes, it will be Marbim. It will be Marbim. Hayoim. If we're zoicha to live our days of hayoyim, maybe that's exactly what Mashiach was telling us, and telling us hayoyim in b'kolot shmu, b'zoicha, the Mashiach will reveal himself on gula shleima, will do away with all the pain and all the suffering, and all the tefils will be answered with the gula, with refuah, with nechama, with gula shleima, with shich zakeinu, b'mheir v'meinu, b'karav mamish.